Welcome to MPA's Tech Table. I'm Justin.
And I'm Diana.
And we're your hosts. We'll be serving up a heaping spoonful of all things tech.
We promise it'll be easy to digest.
It's Friday.
You look excited, Justin.
Well, I am excited. I always love a good Friday.
I do, too.
You. Mm-hmm. So, today, I mean, you know, we always do favorites on Friday. You go around the office asking everyone their Friday faves.
Mm-hmm. Various topics.
Absolutely. And if you're using Twitter or even Facebook, you can use hashtag FF for Friday faves.
Yes, you can.
If you want to talk about your own Friday favorites. So, you went around the office and you asked our team if they have any time-saving tips that they could share.
Yes. I think we all have certain things that we do, you know, to be efficient, to be quick about things. So I thought this would be really nice to hear what other people had to suggest.
Right, exactly.
So I want to start with David. We'll just start at the bottom of the list today.
Sure, start at the bottom of the list.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
So David is our CEO, and he really hit the nail on the head here. Remember that naturally you overestimate what you can do in a day and you underestimate what you can do in a year. Plan accordingly. That's very interesting because you think, okay, I've got today free. I bet I can do this and this and this and this and this and this and this. And really you can only do this and this and this, you know, and get that done well.
Sure.
Is what he's saying. But within a year, we may look ahead a year and think, well, I can do these five things. And honestly, we could probably do six or seven things.
Right.
You know, big things. So, you know, keep that in mind next time you're setting goals for yourself.
That was pretty serious.
I wanted to get us off on the right foot.
Well, there you go. So speaking of being serious and getting things off on the right foot, we asked the cat, the office cat, Morey, what what advice he would have on time-saving tips. And Morey says, don't overthink things. Just do something.
That's great advice.
It is great advice. Absolutely.
It's great advice.
Yeah, because a lot of people spend a lot of time thinking about something. You know, and I think, yeah, you do need to think about things before you do them.
Right.
But don't overthink them.
Right.
Yes.
So many people do dwell a little bit too long on that.
Sure.
Now, John and Nathan both took the smart alecky road here.
As our text would.
Yes. John says, figure out a way to make the days longer.
Yeah.
And Nathan says a cloning machine would be a great way to save some time.
There you go.
So I don't know how realistic either of those things are.
Yeah, probably not so much. No.
And, you know, Jody and I both have this joke about when we take breaks throughout the day.
Right.
Maybe, you know, visit the ladies' room or whatever to play a game while you do that.
That
way you're not playing the game during
another. Like on your phone.
Right. Yeah.
Like Candy Crush in your case.
Yeah. Use that time.
That's cute.
Your game.
Very charming.
Yeah.
Which it works, you know.
Now, I guess my tip would be actually, you know, use something like Google Calendar and map out your day. See, you know, if you really think something's going to take an hour, put that hour of time on there so you have a visual.
You are the queen of calendar.
I love it.
You are unbelievable.
Yeah. But get that visual going.
Right.
So you can really see, and then you'll probably understand, you know, I really can't do all of those things.
My time-saving tip is delegate.
Ooh.
They say I'm a master of delegation, and in my position, you need to be.
Yes.
But yeah, delegate, you know, if you can, delegate things. So make a honey-do list out there, wives. You know, things like that. I mean, delegate. Have a great weekend.
Yes.
Until next time.
Take care.
Tech Table is brought to you by MPA of Bloomfield, Iowa and God's Country Radio. You can visit us online at askmpa.com.
If you have questions or comments, please send them to questions@askmpa.com. That's questions@askmpa.com.
And thanks for listening.